share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. As the world enters yet another wave of the COVID-19 pandemic, many countries are starting to face an upsurge of cases. In Malaysia, there were a total of 2,881 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. Singapore also recorded 9 locally transmitted cases and 1 death on the 1st of May 2021. Although vaccinations helps us to see a glimpse of hope in battling against the deadly virus, in India, however, there were 401,993 new cases reported and 3,523 in just 24 hours, according to Reuters. Vaccine shots targeted to individuals aged 18 to 45 years old were not able to begin due to a shortage of supplies as well as movement restrictions. The shortage of medical equipment and facilities like beds, oxygen tanks tormented not only the patients but the medical staffs as well. In fact, the government had received warnings regarding the second wave, but apparently ignored the warnings and continued to allow mass religious gatherings and election rallies to happen. According to Straits Times, the government had imposed lockdowns, but the contrasting messages left the public confused and large rallies were conducted without the practice of physical distancing in 5 poll-bound states. In a Facebook post shared by Malaysia's Health Director General Dr. Noor Hisham on Labor Day yesterday, he reminded all Malaysians that we are still fighting against the pandemic and we are at the final defense line. We must learn the lesson and avoid the COVID-19 tsunami as occurred in India, he added. Please always be vigilant, practice the government's SOPs at all times and stay home whenever necessary. Also read, Sun in India claims COVID-19 positive mother died after police seized oxygen tank to give VIPs, source, Reuters, Danish Siddiqui, source, Reuters, Adnan Abidi. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.